AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The mayor of New York says they got him. Frank James was arrested in Manhattan a day after 10 people were shot at a subway station in Brooklyn. Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell says a lot of work went into this arrest.
We used every resource at our disposal to gather and process significant evidence that directly links Mr. James to the shooting. We were able to shrink his world quickly. There was nowhere left for him to run.
U.S. Attorney Breon Peace says James is facing a terror charge.
One count of violating 18 U.S.C. sections 1992 A7 and B1, which prohibits terrorist and other violent attacks against mass transportation systems.
Peace says there's no indication James had ties to terror organizations, international or otherwise, and the motive remains unclear. John Kirby at the Pentagon says President Biden has approved more aid for Ukraine in the war against Russia.
Valued at up to an additional $800 million, tailored to meet urgent Ukrainian needs for today's fight, as Russian forces shift the focus of their ruthless aggression now to eastern Ukraine.
Yesterday, President Biden said the war in Ukraine amounts to genocide, accusing President Vladimir Putin of trying to wipe out the idea of even being a Ukrainian. Video shows a police officer kneeling on a black man's back, fatally shooting him on the ground in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In New York, Cuba Gooding Jr. pleaded guilty to forcibly touching a woman at a New York City nightclub in 2018. He told the judge he kissed the waitress on her lips without consent at the nightclub. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says the state has reached a settlement with e-cigarette giant Juul Labs, which will pay the state $22 million. The company also agreed to a variety of reforms to prevent underage use and sales of vaping products. This is AP News. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe found clear patterns of violations of humanitarian law by Russia in Ukraine.
Their report finds that the mission found clear evidence of IHL violations by the Russian forces, adding that if they had respected their obligations in terms of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, the number of civilians killed or injured would have remained much lower. If that had been the case, they added, far fewer residential buildings, schools and other facilities would have been damaged or destroyed. The report explains Russia had told the mission it considered the mechanism under which the experts were appointed largely outdated and redundant and declined to appoint a liaison person. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Clayton Kershaw took a perfect game through seven innings for the LA Dodgers in his season debut. He was pulled from the game against Minnesota. The Twins later broke up the no-hitter. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.